So today we have an announcement from the British government in the value of £105 million. £50 million of that will be funneled through a city deal mechanism, and £55 million will be through an inclusive deal. This is a very good, solid first step in much needed investment into the region. But it is only that. It is only a first step. As your listeners will know, we in Sinn Féin have been arguing for a considerable amount of time for a package that looks at all of the regional imbalances in the Northwest, including Donegal. And we know, and we have been in regular conversations with the Irish government and pushing them to put forward their own proposals and invest into the Northwest to complement today's good announcement. As I say, it's a very good first step, but there's much more work to be done.
And in terms of today's announcement, that funding package, where do we know exactly is it going to be distributed?
So the funding that was announced today by the British government is solely for the use in the Derry City and Strabane District Council area, but it will be looking at the strategic projects that we are all familiar with in the Northwest. So you're talking about the McGee expansion and other strategic projects. As I say, it's very important that the Irish government come in as well, and the A5 is another strategic project that we've been pushing to see the commencement of that. The Irish government have a key role in seeing the delivery of that, but they also, and to be fair to the Irish government in conversations and discussions with them, they also agree that there's a need for significant investment on a cross-border regional infrastructure basis. So there is a lot of good progress that has been done over the past 2 years in coordinating all of this investment that is needed. What we need to see now is the other partners, which include, of course, Europe as well. But we need the other partners now to come up and stand up to the mark and sign off on their element of it. Because whilst today's announcement is the single biggest investment into the Derry City area over the past, well, ever, and it has to be welcomed, unfortunately, it is not of the scale that we need to see the regional imbalances addressed. So we need all of the rest of the partners now at this point to step up and to deliver on their commitments to address all of the inequalities that we are faced with here in the Northwest.